Brethren, welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Good morning and welcome to our broadcast. We're glad that you've tuned in. We invite you to turn your Bibles, if you wish, to John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse number 1, where the Scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse number 2, "The same was in the beginning with God." Here we see an indication of this one that is called the Word, with a capital W in our King James Bible. It's indicating the name of a person, and we're going to have more indication in the Scripture here coming, in these coming verses, of who this is. But we see this one that's referred to as the Word. He was there with God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was there in the beginning. And we know in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1, the Scripture says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." And we see, the Scripture speaks to us here that this one who is called the Word was there. He was there in that creation. The Word, it says, "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And of course, this one that is the Word is the Lord Jesus Christ, and He is always involved and there in the work of God, God being a triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, as the Scripture bears out. He is there. And it says in verse 2, "The same was in the beginning with God." And John puts a great emphasis on this, that we might understand that Jesus Christ, who is the Savior, was there at the beginning of those things created. We know that the Scripture tells us that God has no beginning and no end. This is relative to us. This is relative to the creation of the earth and the creation of mankind. We do have a beginning, and God was there ordaining that and working in that and creating us. Verse 3, "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." The Word was there, and everything was made by Him. He was the agent and minister of God in doing this. The Scripture tells us that the Word, the Son, God the Son, is there following the directive of the Father. And He is there at the beginning of creation. He has made all things, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Colossians tells us that Jesus Christ is to be preeminent. There is no one to be in His stead. There's no one above Him, and He is before all things, and all things by Him consist. It says there in Colossians, and just a reiteration and a confirmation of this. Verse number 4, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." Of course, God is the only one that can create life. The evolutionist speaks today of life coming about as a happenstance or a by chance. We know that this is not so. The Scripture bears out that God is the creator of life, and the account in the Scripture tells us clearly that God has created life. It says there in Genesis that God took, after He had created the earth and all the things that are therein, the universes, the stars, the sun, the moon, and all those things, He took from the dust and He formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And so all things have been made by the Lord Jesus Christ, and all things have been made by God. The Scripture comes to us and speaks to us about the Trinity, about the Godhead, God Almighty. He is one God, not three gods. The Scripture tells us that He is not three gods, but He is so great that He represents Himself to us in these three persons. The work and power, the majesty and greatness of God is so beyond our comprehension, the comprehension of this human mind. God condescends to us, if you will, and represents Himself as the Father, as the Son, as the Holy Spirit. Yet He is one God, but representing Himself to us in these three persons, so that we may have just a better glimpse of Him and who He is. And but when you say the Father, or when we would refer to the Son, or when we would refer to the Holy Spirit of God, it is God. He is God that we refer to, and we don't do any disservice to God by referring to Him by those names and the way He represents Himself here. So the Father has set these things in the hand of the Son. The Son is there creating. God is creating. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word, is there. It says there, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Here we begin to see the spiritual indication of life. Not only physical life, but spiritual life given to us by the Lord in Jesus Christ is the only way that men can have spiritual life. We fell in Adam, and Adam's sin and disobedience against God. God gave Adam one command: do not eat of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. And of course, Satan came, beguiled a woman, and she partook of that fruit. She saw that it was good and that was there, and it would make one wise, and coveted after those things that God had said to let be, to leave alone. And she brought the fruit to the man, and Adam there in a strait, desiring to be with his wife, whom he loved and cared and cherished for, but she had eaten of that tree. And Adam, remembering that the Lord had told him not to eat of that tree, and there Adam was in a strait. And the Scripture tells us that he chose to go with his wife, and being there willfully sinning against his Creator, his God, and fell into sin. And being found in that day, as God had promised that he would be dead, he would die when he would partake of that fruit. Now, Adam didn't drop dead when he ate of that fruit, but he died spiritually. And it's manifested in Genesis there that we know that, and that when the voice of the Lord God came in the garden in the cool of the day to visit, to fellowship with Adam, as seemingly he had in time past, Adam is found there hiding from the Lord because he's naked and because he has disobeyed God. He has sinned against God, and it has affected him. It has killed him spiritually. He is now dead in trespasses and sins, and that fellowship between him and his Creator has been broken. It's been compromised with no repair that man could seek on his own. And here in John chapter 1, verse 4, in the latter part of verse 4, and the life was the light of men. Man, having disobeyed God and Adam, all men, women, boys, and girls, found to be sinners before God, the only hope that we have is forgiveness of sins and everlasting life through this one who is called the Word. Salvation is of God and through Jesus Christ and Him alone, and He indeed is the light of men. John chapter 1, verse 5 goes on to say, "The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." That is our state. In and of ourselves, naturally, because of our fall in Adam, our desire and our pursuit of sin, the wicked, evil heart that man has that has been passed on to us because of that fall, some 6,000 years ago there, where our federal head, our father, if you will, Adam, fell and transgressed against our Creator, we were plunged into spiritual darkness and have no ability to see, no light whatsoever, and Jesus Christ is that light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When we see Jesus, the natural man says, "Why do I need a Savior? What sins are you talking about? Why is it that I need someone to forgive me? Why is it that I need someone to pay a price for my sins? Why is it that I need the righteousness of another?" Well, it's because we are sinners, we are lost and undone, and we need salvation. We need that rescue, that spiritual rescue that only God can give. And it is there in the Son, in the Word, in that one that shines. It is by Him that we can see. It is by Him that we can live. It is by Him that we can have forgiveness of our sins through repentance and faith in the Son of God. It is only by Him that we can see once again in the darkness that we find ourselves on this earth and in our sin and wickedness. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But the Lord sent the Word. And when I speak of the Word, I'm talking about the Scripture. And when we talk about the Scripture, it's telling about Jesus Christ and Him alone and what He has done. All of the Scripture from Genesis to Revelation speaks of Jesus Christ, speaks of this One who is the Word. The Word speaks of the Word. The Lord Jesus Christ is the fulfilling of the Scripture and of the Bible, as we refer to it and call it. And it is through Him and through that which tells about Him, in the hearing of that, and through repentance and faith, that we can have light. Verse number 6, it changes tenor here and tone, and tells us about something else that the Lord is doing by this man named John. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This is speaking of John the Baptist, John the Revelator, John the Apostle here writing in this Gospel, in the Gospel of John. But he's writing of John the Baptist. The same came, verse number 7 says, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. And here we see a capital L in this word light, indicating yet another name. We saw earlier in the verses that he was referred to, Jesus is referred to as the Word, and here he is referred to as the light. John came to bear witness of the light, the One who is the light, that all men through Him might believe. It is only through Jesus Christ that men and sinners, men, women, boys, and girls can believe and trust in Him. It is only by the Lord's work, His Word, His witness, His coming unto us. That's the reason that we at Olmsted Baptist Church want to have this radio broadcast, so we can tell about the Word of God, we can tell about the Scriptures, we can tell about the Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by that Gospel, sinners can repent, can see their sinful condition, and repent of their sins before God, and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and salvation granted unto them through the power and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. John came to bear witness, and to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. That's our desire for you. Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you trusted in Him and believed on Him, not from a historical standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint, to know that you are the sinner that needs salvation. You are the one that needs your sins forgiven. You are the one that is dead in trespasses and sins. And do you see Jesus? That Jesus, the Son of God, came, lived, suffered, bled, and died on that cross some 2,000 years ago, and was buried, and was buried for 3 days and three nights, and rose again because He's God and He has the power of God. He rose again from the dead to give you eternal life. Will you believe it? We pray that you will. And we bring the Word of God to you so that you might hear and that you might believe. Well, see that our time has passed. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 5 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.